Oh, thank goodness. I'm coming. Oh, it's about time you showed up, you... Huh? You're not supposed to be the... Sorry, I was a bit taken aback, that's all. You're not supposed to be the new butler, are you? You're so... Well, forgive me, you just don't look the type. Why don't you come inside? Yes, of course. Have a seat anywhere you'd like. It was my sister who hired you, I believe. Yes? Interesting. You have your resume with you? Okay, thank you. I see. You're, well, it looks like you're tad bit underqualified, wouldn't you say? I only mean that you haven't exactly done any jobs like this before. Are you confident? Of course, you can be as frank as you'd like. You need the money. That's all. Oh dear, I'm not upset with you. There's no need to be frightened. You see, the thing is, you're... Well, very attractive. A little tad bit younger than most butlers. Not to mention totally my type. But I suppose I'm getting a bit distracted. I have a proposition. Something that might interest you. Seeing as you're underqualified to actually be my butler, and taking into account you're only doing this for money, I think we could work something out. Don't you? Well, I've always been rich for as long as I can remember. Just family stuff, you know. I've tried to get involved in the business myself, but... what can I say? My talents lie elsewhere. My parents are constantly trying to set me up with... The sons of their business partners. All of them are so incredibly boring. Play golf on the weekends and wear those stupid cargo shorts. You know the type. Well, what if you and me... Perhaps we could help each other out. The look on your face as you're a bit concerned, but I promise it's not as crazy as you think. I need someone to be with me, so that my parents will stop trying to force me into... You know. And you... Well, you need money. Do you see where I'm going with this? Smart boy. So, my proposal is that perhaps we could help each other out. you by accompanying me practically everywhere, and me rewarding you for it with money, of course. Must you really need proof? Look around at this house. It's all mine. And it's probably bigger and shinier than anything you've ever seen in your life. But here. Where's my damn purse? Fine. Take this for today. Is it enough? Who am I kidding? Of course it's enough. I guarantee you that's more than any monthly check you've ever had. And I'll give it to you every week. What do you say? Please, I'm quite desperate, actually. You'll be my... No, it's... Sugar baby. Is that... Oh, goodness. Does that make me a sugar mommy? No, I suppose it's okay. Just... Well, I never exactly imagined myself in this position before. It's just... Sort of a new thing, you know? But if I have to put up with the stupid label, then I suppose it's worth it. Because as long as I have you around, then my parents will stop bothering me. So I think it's well worth the sacrifice. Goodness, what do you take me for? Of course not. This is the first time I've ever done something like this. What about you? Is that too personal? I know we just met. I... Wow, really? Back in college, you must have been wild. Wow. No, I, respect the grind. Oh no. Have I just, like, kicked back up an old bad habit? Well, surely you stopped for a reason, right? Oh, that sounds like some drama there. But I'm not going to cause you any trouble over this, right? So then, we're all good. Everything's fine. What are you doing? You only need to act like that when we're in front of people. I don't... Well, it's just that we're alone. You don't need to put the act up while we're alone. Oh, thanks, I... Oh god, you're really good at this. How am I supposed to tell if you're being real or not? Did you really mean that you liked my hair? Or were you just, you know, doing the thing? The thing, whatever it is sugar babies do. That thing. Acting. Lying. How am I supposed to know when you're telling me the truth, or if you're just telling me what you think I want to hear? Right. I don't know about that. But I suppose I Can't complain. It's not like I have a boyfriend or anything, so it just don't go too crazy, you know? You want me to say what to you? Call you a good boy? No way, you're not actually into that, are you? No, I didn't mean to, like, judge, I just... Are you? Wow. Sure, I... Right. Another wad of cash for you. Calm down, I'm going to say it. Just give me a second to psych myself up. Anything for my good boy? How was that? Was it okay? It was good? Oh god, I've never done anything like this before. Okay. Alright. What's something else? Right. You've been such a good boy today. Like that? What kind of person am I turning into? You know what? I've been needing to gain a little confidence anyways recently. So, maybe this deal works out perfect. I get to work on my confidence with you. Especially if you actually like hearing all these things. I just have to keep that in mind and full commitment when I say them. Well, I suppose it helps that you're rather handsome. And like I said before, my type. Sis. My sister didn't put you up to this, did she? Maybe she just hired you because she thought you were cute. Who knows? This works out for us. So I suppose I can't complain. Well then, it's a deal. Shake on it. Good. Well, now that that's all sorted, now, right, confidence, okay, the voice and everything. Sure. How much? How far are you willing to go with me? This far? I don't know. It's all part of the deal, though, isn't it? We exchange things, and in your case, yourself. So, I just want to make sure you're fine with me getting my money's worth. Go on. There's no need to be shy. Can I kiss you? And hug you? What about cuddles? and other things. What about them? For example, if I take your hand and put it here on my waist, is that fine? And if I move it up here, just below my chest, is that fine too? And what about here on my boobs? And just a little squeeze. Is that fine? You like it? Well, I'm glad to hear that. And what about me? What if I take my hand and touch here on your chest? Do you like that? And if I move downward ever so slowly to your zipper, how does that feel? Yeah? You like that? And if I were to move this zipper all the way down, and this button were to come undone, how would you feel then? My. I admit I was not expecting that reaction. Oh, I only mean that you seem quite excited to be here. Or rather, quite excited that that we are touching each other. This little experiment of ours is proving fruitful. Now, if I understand it right, you want me to be the dominant one? I admit it's not what I'm used to, but I don't mind one bit. Experimenting with you sounds fun. So, what else do you like? What else are you into? What's this? Oh, you're serious. You want me to put this collar on you? To what end? A leash too? You just carry these things with you? You are far kinkier than I was expecting. But of course. How do I get this clasp done? There. all good. Now you really do look like a good boy. Sorry, I don't mean to joke. Right, I forget you like that. What about degrading? Do you, like that too? No reason, just, curious, that's all. Now, of course, the most important question, I think, out of all of them, do you want to fuck me? What? Go on. Say it. Yes or no. It's really simple. You either do or you don't. Sam, I can't hear you. What was that, darling? How badly. Very. You wanna fuck mommy very badly? Yes. Oh, you really are such a good boy. Yeah. No. None of that. I'll be using your leash, okay? So why don't you follow me? You wanted me to use it? I will. Now be a good boy and do as you're told. Right this way. My bedroom, of course, silly. Where else would we do it? Slowly. I would hate for you to trip. There. Now, come to the bed. Lay down and wait for me. Oh, we can't do it like this. We both have all of our clothes on. Oh, of course. I want you to sit there, and I want you to watch me take it all off. One bit at a time. I'll be starting down and working up. The first layer, of course. So, my stockings. My pants. And of course, this shirt, but... Oh, what's this? There's a zipper back there I just can't seem to reach. Would you mind? But of course you would. You're my good boy. Go on, then. Naughty. No. We're not doing that yet. The bra stays on for now. Wouldn't be a tease if I just got everything out all at once, now would it? You know that. Go on, lay down. I'm going to tie your little leash to the bedpost. Can't have you running off now, can we? Oh, let me take a look at you. Your skin is so soft. Now, why don't we get these off of you? They look so constricting for that huge bulge in your pants. Can't imagine how suffocating it must be for you. Allow me. Give me your hand. I want you to feel how wet I am just from looking at you. Put it in your mouth. I said, put it in your mouth. I want you to taste me. I'm going to get all of this off now. This bra. And these soaked panties. What? What could you possibly want them for? Over your face. My. You are the kinky one, aren't you? But of course I won't deny you. If you want it that bad, here. And if you don't mind me, I'm going to hop right onto this delicious cock of yours. In we go. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna move, okay? Ugh. hate ghost noises. I want to know how good my pussy makes you feel. This arrangement was perfect for us.